Yes, we always talk about.
Omagya temerandasya gyananjana shalakya chakshir militanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovestam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam dadati svapadantikam jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda shri advaita gadadhar Shiva Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. First, I'd like to thank Radhe Shyam and the devotees of the Puna Temple and the congregational devotees for having worked very hard in bringing the project to where it is at the moment. And of course, we're also very grateful to Barry Malhotraji for the help he has given and the guidance. He helped us also in first meeting Mr. Banerjee and in inspiring him and also inspiring others in Pune to help this project. I wanted to read something from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is Prabhupada's purport to Adi Leela, Chapter 7. If you can bear with me for 2 minutes, it's a very interesting purport. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan, there was not a single temple. But by their preaching, they were gradually able to construct various temples. Sanatana Goswami constructed the Madan Mohan Temple, and Rupa Goswami constructed the Govindji temple. Similarly, their nephew Jiva Goswami constructed the Radha Damodar temple. Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami constructed the Radha Raman temple. Srila Lokanath Das Goswami constructed the Gokulananda temple. And Shyamananda Goswami constructed the Shyamananda temple. In this way, many temples were gradually constructed. For preaching, construction of temples is also necessary. The Goswamis not only engaged in writing books, but also constructed temples because both are needed for preaching work. Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of his Samkirtan movement to spread all over the world. Now that the International Society of Krishna Consciousness has taken up the task of preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya, its members should not only construct temples in every town and village of the globe, but also distribute the books that have already been written and further increase the number of books. Book distribution, both distribution of books and construction of temples must continue side by side in parallel lines. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Srila Prabhupada is giving the example of the Goswamis who are responsible for inspiring the construction of the major temples in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada's telling us very clearly that ISKCON also should build temples around the world to propagate Krishna consciousness. Now I already started. Okay. Hope that this temple of Pune will help expand Lord Chaitanya's message. As you heard from Radhesham Prabhu, when we started off, the temple appeared big. We moved to the present location in 1982. So this is also the silver jubilee of ISKCON's presence at the present location. And Prabhupada was in Pune 31 years ago yesterday. So I wish we had the ceremony yesterday. Because Prabhupada was in Pune on December 22nd, 1976, when Prabhupada had come to Manotraji's house, and Gairath Swami and myself had the privilege of being there at that time also, along with Prabhupada. So Prabhupada wanted us to construct temples, because the temples help expand Krishna consciousness. And before we finally bought this land, we looked at different pieces of property around Pune for years, For years, Malhotra ji took us to some, other members took us to some, but they were too expensive, out of reach. But finally, by Krishna's grace, we were able to get this property. And I must say, the devotees have in the temple and the congregation have done a super excellent job in getting the plans ready, getting the plans approved, organizing fund collection. And this is, in my, to my knowledge, the first temple in ISKCON that before the first brick is laid, we've already collected a third of the money. So we want to thank all our donors. And we hope that with the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, the project gets completed in 2 years. And this will enhance the glory of Pune, the glory of Vedic culture. And as Lokanath Swami said in the Bhumi Puja we had over here in on April 11th, Pune is also a Pune Nagri. So it's a pious place. In Prabhupada's conversations with Malhotra ji and others in Pune, Prabhupada also admitted Pune was a center of learning. There were a lot of Sanskrit scholars here. So the Pune temple carries out various educational programs besides the regular temple programs. And we have full faith that this project will help enhance the preaching of educational programs, which is very, very necessary for saving Vedic culture. Hare Krishna.